Welcome to Shiur Targum Parshas Kedoshim. One of the probably most famous psukim in the Torah appears in Perek Yutes, Pasuk Yudches, here in Parshas Kedoshim. Lo sikom v'lo sitor es b'nei amecha. The pasuk starts off, you shouldn't do acts to indicate that you're taking revenge against fellow Jews, v'ahavta l'reacha kamocha, and you should love your fellow as yourself, ani Hashem. V'ahavta l'reacha kamocha, Rashi quotes famously, Amar Reb Akiva, zeklal gadol b'Torah, this is a great and fundamental principle of the Torah as a whole, again a pasuk that we're all familiar with, and certainly we're familiar with its centrality. The Targum Unculus translates the words v'ahavta l'reacha kamocha essentially literally v'sirchamei l'chavroch kavosach, you should love your chaver, your colleague, as yourself. Basically a literal translation. However, the Targum Yonason ben Uziel over here adds some words to the translation which, as we'll see in a moment, are particularly significant. So the Yonason ben Uziel writes, "V'sirchamei l'chavroch," you should love your friend. How do you do so? "Demon at soni loch lo sa'abid le." The way that you show your love to your friend is that what is hateful for you, you should not do to him. Now these words are reminiscent, and it's, I think, abundantly clear that the Yonasan ben Uziel is referencing a very famous Gemara over here, where these words that are quoted by the Yonasan ben Uziel appear in the Gemara almost verbatim. The Gemara Masechta Shabbos Daf Lamed Aleph tells the famous story of a ger, a would-be convert, who came in front of Hillel HaZaken, and he said, "Gayireni, I want you to convert me. But I want you to teach me all of Torah on one foot, al regel achas," which some of the Mefarshim understand literally. Okay, I'm going to stand here on one foot. I'm going to adapt the flamingo pose, you know, while you teach me Torah. And some of the Mefarshim understand that the question was less literal, but meant in a metaphoric fashion. In other words, what is the one regel? What is the one leg? What is the one pillar? What is the one foundation upon which Torah rests? You know, if you had to summarize Torah in one basic concept, what is the essence of what Torah is all about? So the Gemara there in Masechta Shabbos famously tells how this ger initially came with this question to Shammai HaZaken. Shammai HaZaken was upset, either that it was a very flippant question, the way he understood it, what are you going to stand there on one foot, I'm going to teach you Kol HaTorah Kula, how's that going to work? Or even if we understand the request not as being flippant, but Shammai was offended at the idea that you could reduce Torah to one principle. What do you mean? You know, it's one principle? I mean, you know, it's many, many things. It's, you're making Torah overly simplistic by reducing it to one principle. So Shammai HaZaken, says the Gemara, took the Amas HaBinyon, he took the builder's rod that he had in his hand, and he used it to drive the fellow away. You know, don't waste my time with this kind of nonsense. The fellow came to Hillel HaZaken, and the Gemara says Hillel gave him an answer. What was the answer? The Aloch Sani L'chavruch Lo Sa'avid. Whatever is hateful to you, don't do to your friend. Idoch Perusha. Everything else in the Torah is really just a commentary on that basic principle. Whatever is hateful to you, don't do to others. Zil Gemar. Now, you know, I want you to go learn, you know, to learn all of the rest of the commentary. In other words, you know, now you have to fill in the gaps and understand, you know, what's involved in that principle. But you want to reduce it to one principle, you want the 30-second soundbite, you know, of what Torah is all about. Whatever is hateful to you, don't do to your friend. The language here in the Targum Yonasan ben Uziel is clearly, I think, referencing that that language of the Gemara in Shabbos, demon at sani lach, whatever is hateful to you, lo sa'abid lay, don't do to him, to your friend. What emerges from this Yonasan ben Uziel is a very important idea. Essentially, the Yonasan ben Uziel is equating the statement of Hillel with the pasuk in Chumash, v'yahavta l'reacha kamocha. Right? In other words, by using the paraphrase of Hillel, da'alach sani l'chavrach lo savid, as the interpretation of v'yahavta l'reacha kamocha. In other words, what does it mean that you should love your friend as yourself? It means don't do things to him that would be hateful to you. The Targum Yonasan ben Uziel is saying what Hillel essentially told this would-be convert is that the yesod, the fundamental foundation of Torah, is v'yahavta l'reacha kamocha. It's not at all obvious that is what Hillel was meaning to convey when he said these words to the convert. Right? So just to take one very glaring example of an interpretation which is very different than what the Yonasan ben Uziel seems to be saying over here, Rashi on that Gemara in Masechta Shabbos writes as follows. When it says the Alach Sani L'chavroch lo sa'avid, right? Whatever is hateful to you, don't do to your friend. Zeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Who's your friend? Your friend is God. Al tavor al devarov. Don't violate the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sharei alecho sonoi shiavor chavirecha al dvorecha. Because after all, if you were to tell a friend of yours to do something, and he would brush you off, he would ignore you, that would bother you. So, kaviyochol, as it were, how nice is it to do the same to Hashem? Hashem is asking you to perform all of these mitzvahs in the Torah, and when we ignore the mitzvahs HaTorah, what a terrible way to treat, quote-unquote, our friend, the Ribono Shel Olam. Right? That's Rashi's first interpretation of what it was that Hillel was telling this ger. And then Rashi brings a second interpretation, Loshen Acher Chavirecho Mamish. Right, says Rashi, what I think most of us would probably think is the more standard interpretation, when Hillel is talking about don't do hurtful things to your friend, it doesn't mean your friend the Ribono Shel Olam, it means your friend the guy next door, you know, your flesh and blood friend. In other words, most of the mitzvahs, says Rashi, involve acting in a nice way. So in other words, if you wouldn't want people to hurt you in a certain way, you don't act in a way which is going to hurt them in that way as well. Why is that only Rashi's second interpretation? Right? Why does Rashi first interpret the Alech Sani, the Chavrach Lo Savid, as referring to the Ribono Shel Olam? It seems a very... I think, you know, if we were to poll the people sitting in this room, I don't think anyone intuitively would say, oh, that's the pshat in what Hillel told him. Right? I'm not even sure that that's what the Ger thought that Hillel was telling him. You know, did the Ger think the first pshat in Rashi, or the Ger probably thought the second pshat in Rashi? Right? Why does Rashi give that interpretation? So presumably Rashi is bothered by the following basic question. All Torah boils down to is be nice to your friend? Really? That's it? Shabbos? Kashrus? Taharas HaMishpacha? Davening? You know, Karbonos? Like, where does that fit into the picture? What, basically Hillel told the guy, you know, what Yiddishkeit is all about is be a nice guy. Okay, you know, maybe if he was trying to sell, ethical culture, he was just trying to tell the person to be a nice guy in general terms. But Yiddishkeit doesn't say anything more than that. Well, Yiddishkeit is all about just be a nice guy. That's really all it's about, you know. The truth is, the way Rashi phrases the second interpretation, it's a funny way of putting it. Rashi's second interpretation, that we're talking about one's friend, is... You know, don't do things to your friend that are hurtful. Like thievery, adultery. Virova mitzvos, and most of the mitzvos are just be nice to your friend. I don't know. There are a lot of other mitzvos in there that have nothing to do with your friend. That are all about bein adam lamakom. That have to do with the Ribono Shel Olam. So Rashi feels compelled, apparently, to write his first interpretation because, according to the more standard, more intuitive interpretation, you know, basically Hillel sounds like he left out at least half the Torah. You know, you're telling me, give me one principle that summarizes Kol HaTorah Kula, And Hillel's response is, be a nice guy. You know, that seems to fall a little bit short of what the guy was asking, what the potential convert was asking. So that's why Rashi has to interpret it. No, no, Chavroch, you know, your friend, means the Ribbono Shel Olam. He's really telling him, listen to what the Ribbono Shel Olam says, and treat the Ribbono Shel Olam in this regard as if he was your friend. It's clear, however, that the Yonasan ben Uziel does not understand Hillel's statement in that way, because the Yonasan ben Uziel uses the language of Hillel and links it to V'yahavta l'reyecha kamocha. In other words, Da'aloch sari l'chavrach lo savid, whatever's hateful to you, don't do to your friend, is basically a way of paraphrasing the idea of V'yahavta l'reyecha kamocha. Being that that's the case, we then have to ask the following question. V'yahavta l'reyecha kamocha is expressed in a very positive fashion. Love your neighbor, love your friend, your fellow as yourself. It's a mitzvah saseh. The way Hillel, and by extension the Targum Yonasan ben Uziel, formulate V'yahavta l'reyecha kamocha is in a negative fashion. Whatever is hateful to you, don't do to your friend. Now, apparently, according to the Targum Yonasan ben Uziel, that paraphrase is the same thing as V'yahavta l'reyecha kamocha. But I don't get it then. V'yahavta l'reyecha kamocha is phrased in the positive sense. Da'aloch sani l'chavrach l'savid is phrased in a negative fashion. So why did Hillel express the Torah's mitzvah V'yahavta l'reyecha kamocha in a negative fashion? Why not say, love your friend as yourself, as the Torah itself seems to say? So the Marsha on that Gemara in Shabbos makes the following observation. He says, clearly what Hillel was trying to do over here, even in the few words that he said to the Ger, was to teach the Ger what V'yahavta l'reyecha kamocha really means. Because V'yahavta l'reyecha kamocha, phrased positively, could lead us to a misunderstanding. It is not literally true that we are supposed to treat fellow Jews exactly the same way that we love ourselves. What do you mean by that? So says the Marsha, a very famous Gemara in Bava Metzia. Right? The Gemara says that two people are walking in a desert. One of them is holding a flask of water, and that there's only enough water in that flask for one person to drink, survive, and make it out of the desert. What do you have to do? Right? You know, what's the right thing to do? So the Gemara says over there in Bava Metzia, there's a principle, Chayecha Kodman. Your life comes first. You're not obligated to give the flask of water to the other fellow so that he should make it out of the desert and you die. You're not even obligated, says the Gemara ultimately, to share the water. You know, we're both going to divide the flask. So I'll drink half the flask, you'll drink half the flask, and we'll both die there in the desert. No, chayecha kodmin. You know, the Torah says you have a right to take care of yourself first, and then to move on to take care of other people, right? Now, if we take V'yahavta l'reyecha kamocha literally, it's not clear that we would come to that conclusion. Love your friend as yourself. So if I love my friend as myself, so I get half the water, and he gets half the water, right? But obviously we don't hold like that, says the Marsha. In other words, when it comes to positive things, you know, things that we need to do for ourselves, we first help ourselves, and then we help other people. So what Hillel was trying to express to the person is that V'yahavta l'reyecha kamocha, even though it's expressed in positive terms, is really telling us not to do certain things. It's telling us not to act in a way which is hurtful to the other person. Right? It's a mitzvah asay, but it's a mitzvah asay, which is really about things that we're not supposed to do. The way we express our love to another, to a fellow Jew, is to refrain from hurting him. It doesn't mean that we're supposed to treat him exactly the same way we treat ourselves. I mean, again, to expand on that idea a little bit, the author of the Aksava Kabbalah on the Pasuk V'yahavta l'reyecha kamocha says, you know, obviously we don't treat every Jew exactly the same way we would treat ourselves, right? I come home from work, I get a salary check. So what? So I'm supposed to take the salary check and give it to my neighbor? I should treat him. I love him exactly the same way I love myself. I want to earn money for myself. I'm going to give all the money that I earn to this other person. I should treat him exactly like myself. You know how many people you can love like yourself in that way? Exactly one, right? After the first guy you give the salary check to, it's not going to work anymore, right? You're kind of stuck, right? Obviously, you're not obligated to do that. So, in other words, the Balak Sava Kabbalah says, you see that v'yohavta l'reacha kamocha is primarily about not hurting the other person. It's about refraining from hurting the other person. It's not primarily about doing things for the other person exactly the way that you would do for yourself. Now, of course, Yiddishkeit has chesed. It doesn't mean we're never supposed to do for other people. But realize your first priority is to take care of yourself. And we take care of ourselves in ways that we don't take care of other people, right? If we took care of everybody else in the world exactly with the same degree of care that we care for ourselves, we wouldn't be able to function. You know, obviously we have our primary needs are for ourselves. And then after we've taken care of ourselves, you know, you take care of other people to the extent to which you can, right? But to say that you take care of them exactly the same way you take care of yourself is not going to work. So that's what the Marshal says. Hillel was telling the Ger, pshat, in the pasuk v'yahavta l'reacha kamocha, pshat is that it's primarily about not hurting the other person. You know, it's not primarily about doing positive acts to benefit the other person. So that's the Marashah said, and the Marashah points to this Targum Yonasan ben Uziel. It's actually interesting, you know, last week we also had a Marashah where the Marashah said pshat in a Targum Yonasan ben Uziel with the Marashah Mizarach Alosite Mahavir Lamolech and the Targum Yonasan ben Uziel. So, you know, the Marashah was, at least in two cases we see over here, you know, very interested in explaining the Targum Yonasan ben Uziel and saying pshat in it. But that's what the Marashah says. The pshat in V'yahavta L'reacha Kamocha is exactly this idea that Hillel was saying, and he was trying to bring out what V'yahavta L'reacha Kamocha means. If one looks in the Sefer Achinuch, which is based on the Rambam, when the Sefer Achinuch describes the mitzvah V'yahavta L'reacha Kamocha, without referencing the Targum Yonasan ben Uziel, the Sefer Achinuch essentially says the same idea as the Yonasan ben Uziel says, as per the explanation of the Marashah. In his quotation of V'yahavta L'reacha Kamocha, the Sefer Achinuch says, the mitzvah of V'yahavta L'reacha Kamocha is not to hurt our fellow Jews. And he quotes the statement of Hillel, Da'alach sani l'chavrach lo sa'avid. So the Sefer Achinuch as well seems to be understanding that what Hillel was saying was essentially an interpretation of V'yahavta L'reacha Kamocha. So that's all fine and good, but we're left with the question that motivated Rashi to give his first interpretation. Rashi's first interpretation was, Chavrach, your friend, refers to the Ribbono Shalom, refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? You wouldn't like it if you told your friend to do something and he ignored you. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, quote-unquote, your friend, tells you to do mitzvos, you shouldn't ignore him, you should do the mitzvos. We said Rashi is compelled to give that non-intuitive interpretation because otherwise all of the mitzvos ben Adam la'makom are left out of the picture the way Hillel presents it. Okay, so we've seen the Yonasan ben Uziel, the Sefer Achinuch, you know, seem to be understanding the statement of Hillel. Like the second interpretation of Rashi, that basically he was just explaining to him, V'yahavta l'reacha kamocha. Okay, so then what happened to all of the mitzvos bein Adam la'makom? Where did all of those go? So there's a very nice kliyakar over here on this pasuk, where the kliyakar says he was pointing him in the direction of our pasuk. What's our pasuk? V'yahavta l'reacha kamocha, ani Hashem. And Hillel was hinting at this individual, the answer to your question, what is Torah, you know, what is the foundation of what Torah is all about, is in the pasuk that references V'yahavta l'reacha kamocha, but V'yahavta l'reacha kamocha is only part of the equation. The rest of the equation is the end of the pasuk. Ani Hashem. Recognize that who is the one who commands you? That, ani, you know, who is the one who commands you? V'yahavta l'reacha kamocha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu commands you that. So, you know, Hillel was emphasizing the Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, but at the same time, you know, he was referencing the Bein Adam L'Amakom by pointing him to a pasuk that if the Ger kept reading to the end of the pasuk, Ani Hashem, he would see that there was a reference to the idea of Mitzvos Bein Adam L'Amakom as well. So that's all, you know, says the Kli Yakar, that was all part of the response that Hillel gave the Ger, and you don't necessarily have to explain like Rashi that Chavroch in this context means means HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a very beautiful interpretation of the Kedushas Levi, Rabbi Levi Yitzchak of Berdichev, which is printed in the back of the Sefer Kedushas Levi. Kedushas Levi is primarily a Sefer that gives Vertlach on the Parshios, Parshios HaShavua, but in the back of the Sefer, the Kedushas Levi, the Berdichever gives interpretations of different agados in Shas. So one of the agados that he talks about is this story in Shabbos with Hillel and the Ger. And the way he understands the question and the answer is in the following fashion, and again, it works with the Yonasan Ben Uziel's interpretation that Dalach Sani L'Chavrach Lo Savit is essentially an interpretation of Yohavta L'Reyacha Kamocha. The Kedushas Levi says as follows. The Ger was a lot more sophisticated than what we think at first glance when we read the Gemara. When you read the Gemara at first glance, the would-be convert comes across as almost flippant. You know, teach me the whole Torah while I'm standing on one foot, right? So the Kedushas Levi says it wasn't such a simple question like that. The Ger's question was as follows. The Ger said, I understand that there's this notion of Achdus Hashem, that Hashem is one, right? I understand that the pagan, that the other nations believe in paganism, they believe there are multiple gods. I understand that Yiddishkeit teaches Hashem Echad, that there's only one God. There's the Achdus Hashem. But where does that sense of Achdus Hashem express itself in this world, in everyday life? You know, where do we see the manifestation of that idea of Achdus Hashem in the world around us? So Hillel told him, there's a concept that all of Klal Yisrael are ultimately interconnected. Right? I don't think the Kedushas Levi uses this particular Lashon, but in other Svarim, they sometimes use the Lashon, Neshama Achas Begufin Muchlokin. Klal Yisrael are basically one big Neshama, we just happen to be in different bodies. So because of that, says Hillel to the Ger, you should know that if you join the Jewish people, there's this concept called V'yahavta L'Reyacha Kamocha. And it's unique to Klal Yisrael. V'yahavta L'Reyacha Kamocha doesn't apply to the nations of the world. Yeah, they're Isurim. You're not allowed to murder people. You can't steal from people. That's true for non-Jews as well as it is for Jews. But this unique idea of V'yahavta L'Reyacha Kamocha, that I have to treat my fellow Jew as if he's me, and take into account not to do anything that would hurt him in the way that would hurt me as well, that higher level of interpersonal ethics, that's unique to the Jewish people. And that's because we have this sense that we are essentially neshama achas begufin muchlokin. We're essentially, you know, one neshama that just finds itself in different bodies. And as Chazal themselves say, the same way that if, you know, you were banging a picture into the wall and you made a mistake and with your right hand you brought the hammer down and banged your left thumb, you would never think for a minute that the left thumb or the left hand now has to get back against the right hand. The right hand injured the left hand, so now the left hand has to come and, you know, and bring about nekama, bring about you know, take its revenge from the right hand. We understand the left hand, the right hand. You know, it's all part of one body, right? So that's the way to look at Klal Yisrael. You know, we may be different individuals, but we're all ultimately part of the same body. And when we...
The left hand is going to hug the right hand.
Right, 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 exactly. You know, the right hand is going to go and get a Band-Aid, you know, for the left hand. It's not going to start up, right? So, you know, we're all basically one body. You know, we happen to be in different, we're different people, but we're one neshama. We're all together in that way. And when we realize that, so that will lead to a sense of Yehavta L'Reacha Kamocha. So says the Kedushas Levi, that's what Hillel told this would-be gear. You want to see a manifestation of Achdus Hashem in this world? The closest thing we have to that is the Achdus of Klal Yisrael. The fact that Klal Yisrael is considered to be one organic unit, you know, we just happen to be different, you know, people within this unit, but we're all basically one unit. That's the closest thing we have in this world to appreciate the Achdus Hashem. So that's why he focused on V'yahavta L'Reacha Kamocha. It wasn't that Torah is just about be a nice guy and that's all you really need to know. It's that there's a specific application of the idea of God's Achdus, which we find in this world, and that expresses itself through V'yahavta L'Reacha Kamocha. And by the way, once you have that explanation, you understand the pasuk in a very beautiful way. V'yahavta L'Reacha Kamocha, Ani Hashem. What's the connection? Because V'yahavta L'Reacha Kamocha is the human manifestation of this idea, Ani Hashem, that I'm one Hashem, just as I am one God. So again, the closest we have to that is the Achdus of Klal Yisrael here in this world. So all of that, you know, that Hillel was ultimately explaining the mitzvah of V'yahavta L'Reacha Kamocha, as per the Marsha, comes out from these lines in the Yonason Ben Uziel. Rabbi Chananah ben Akasha Omer, Ratzah HaKadosh Baruch Hu.